Brian Cronk, Collins & Cronk Investment Advisors, the money man, giving you answers on what's happening in the stock market, perspective on things happening in our economy as well. Always good to have Brian in the house with us. By the way, the best dressed guy that comes into this studio every day, too.
Yes. Yeah. No argument there.
Looking sharp there every day. Let's get your mic up.
We had to play sharp dressed man for him.
The little light is out there, but you're good, Brian.
Good. Okay.
Kev, you had to do sharp dressed man for him.
All right.
Oh, there we go. I love it when this riff comes on, but that's a good one, too.
You get
those three guys from ZZ Top.
Yeah,
I love that
that's
stuff.
That's you.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brian. So this stock market just continues to defy most expectations here. We are absolutely destroying records on the NASDAQ right now. And now the S&P 500, too, is making a run at getting into some near some record territory as well. The Dow is about 2,000 points off of its high as well. Just overall, your thoughts on where this market is at right now.
Isn't it awesome? Oh, I tell you what, it seems like it was just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about, wow, can you believe it? NASDAQ, 10,000, I can't believe this. And, you know, Dow's getting to a new high, too. And here we are, knocking on the door, basically touching NASDAQ 11,000 right now.
11,000, yes.
Blows me away. I love what's happening right now in this market. I'm so glad to be invested, to have our clients participating in this.
Yeah, the NASDAQ closed at 10,998. When I first started paying attention to the NASDAQ, this was a few years out of school, and I forget where it was at, but it was, I don't know, 3,000 or something like that.
Right.
And now to see, you know, where it's been at right now, I've been thankful for every dollar I put in the stock market way back when I was 25 years old or whenever I started throwing it in there.
Oh, yeah. Capitalism is great, and we should probably have a pandemic every year based on this.
I asked a buddy of mine not too long ago about gold and silver and assets like that. And
sure.
My friend is in the... what's he in? He's a CPA, kind of investment guy too. And he said, you know, the thing I've never been able to quite get over with gold, silver, precious metals and things like that is those things don't have somebody running them that's trying to make them better every day. It just kind of sits there. But you know, with Home Depot or McDonald's or Microsoft, you know, there are people that are just like banging their head against the wall trying to figure out how to make their assets stronger and better. So he said, for that reason, I've just never been a big gold and silver guy.
Yeah, I think gold and silver and all of the precious metals, they have their place. You know, silver especially has some, you know, industrial qualities that, you know, make it useful within our economy. But at the same time, you know, gold has no earnings. It pays no dividend. And so you have to be careful there. I just had a gold bug in my office yesterday. He's a great investor, good client of ours. And
a gold bug?
A gold bug. Yeah, those are the people who just love that stuff.
Oh, that's what you... I've never heard that term before.
But it's interesting because we were talking about how gold is rising. And I said, is gold really rising? Or is the dollar falling? Oh. You know, because it's all relative to that. And so gold really is just a store of value. It just sits there. And as the dollar goes down, gold becomes more valuable. And so you have to really look at a lot of different variables when you're talking about the precious metals.
Okay. Well, I'm a chocolate chip cookie bug. I know that for sure. There's probably a few things that we could put that label on there.
There we go.
I know what you're talking
about. Yay, Nestle.
Some breaking market news this morning. U.S. weekly jobless claims. We were expecting 1.42 million. We had 1.18 million. So, a better than expected number there. What does that tell you?
Wow. I was curious to see the number. It was going to come out right as I was walking into
the
building.
That's a big beat right there.
That really is. And you know, we continue to surprise me. So, you know, we're in the middle of earnings season right now, and we're hearing from these companies. And right now, 85% of the companies reporting earnings so far have beat expectations. And so that's huge. And so people say, how is this market going higher and higher? It's all about expectations, and we're beating those. But keep in mind, you know, my cautionary word is those expectations were all very, very low. So when this pandemic hit, everybody removed their estimates or dropped them way down and so forth. And so you have them beating lowered expectations. But still, it comes back to we're doing way better in the middle of a pandemic than anybody would have thought.
I feel like, Brian, and I don't follow it nearly as closely as you do, but never before have I seen kind of this divergence between what I think most people who follow it feel like the economy is all about and then what the stock market is all about. It doesn't seem that the stock market is like, you know, irrational exuberance that Alan Greenspan used to talk about. That's a strong word because there's rationale behind all those things. But there's a widening gap, it seems like, between what the economy is really doing and what the stock market is doing. Am I wrong on that?
You're not wrong. There's two aspects of that, actually. So the stock market tends to be a leading indicator. So it kind of leads us down the path of where the economy is going. And so perhaps the economy is improving, not as fast as the stock market, but it is improving.
Yes,
and the stock market
is
paving that way. The other thing to think about, though, is we've got a very narrow market that makes the market headlines right now. So three stocks make up over 20% of the NASDAQ that keeps going higher. Mm. So just three stocks. And so when you start thinking about that, there's a whole bunch of other stocks that make up that index, or all indexes, that are sort of being left behind. So there's several ways we can look at the market, but if we look at it equally, in other words, if we weight every single stock equally, there's a whole lot of stocks that bottom 70 to 80% that's not participating. And I think that reflects what's going on in the rest of the economy.
Yeah, it's a great perspective, Brian. Good stuff there. I want to ask you about Eastman Kodak.
Yeah.
So this is the company that used to make the cameras and the film that we used to have to buy at the store, you know? And so I'm just minding my own business. I think I had CNBC on in the office or something one day a couple of weeks ago. And I'm seeing the Kodak, which has been trading at about $1.50 for forever, spiked up to like 35 or something all of a sudden. It settled down a little bit, but it's still at about $15. And it's been sitting at 2 for forever. Tell us about Eastman Kodak and what in the world is happening with that company.
Yeah, it's interesting. So you bring that up and, you know, you just ask a lot of the population right now and they don't even know what that is. What is Kodak? Well, it's they used to make our film.
Right.
What's film, you know?
Yeah, right.
You know, so it's kind of fun to think about some of these companies that have gone by the wayside. And it's also a reminder that buy and hold is not a good long-term investment strategy, because Kodak was a darling, and if you held that, you held it all the way down to, you know, $1.50, as you were saying. So, of course, I don't know if you heard the news, Steve, but, you know, Trump and the government gave, you know, Eastman Kodak a big push and a big loan to get them into manufacturing some of the chemicals and compounds that we need to make some of these generic drugs. And so that's where the big bump came from. It sort of injected new life into this company. I didn't even know truly what they were doing anymore. I suppose there's a few specialty rolls of film out there, but now they're going to be getting into drug manufacturing, and that's a whole new business for them. The government's funneling the business their way and even providing the money to help them change over to that business.
Yeah, isn't that something? So it's just, they all of a sudden kind of just found a new, and I guess they've always sort of dabbled in pharmaceuticals, but we just didn't know much about it.
Well, you think about it, way back when it was Eastman Kodak, there was Eastman Chemical, mm-hmm. and the two split apart, as right. they do on some of these companies. So chemicals were very involved in film and a lot of the photography type, you know, compounds being made. So it's not a far stretch to have them, you know, start putting together compounds for medicines. And so it is really neat to kind of see them doing that. But it's also just emblematic of the kind of president we have right now. You know, behind the scenes, he's putting together a deal to save TikTok and have them, you know, bought by an American company. And here he is, you know, figuring out a way to get drug manufacturing here in the U.S. on these generics and reinvigorate life into Kodak. So, you know, it's very, very much, you know, what's going on within our president mind right now.
There are a lot of people that are ripping the president about not having more testing supplies and all this, but nobody is talking about all the things that he is doing, you're right, to drive that innovation here in America to try to get these some vaccines put together.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible when you think about it. I get tired out just thinking about all the things he's doing right now.
Yeah. Okay, Brian, good stuff as always. Any thoughts like that things that you're looking at for this week, upcoming week, things you're keeping your eyes on, interesting storylines that you think that we should be paying attention to as well?
Well, I'm watching earnings really closely just to see where the disappointments come from or where the successes come from. And earnings season is one of my favorites, because that's when we actually get to open up the windows and peek in the curtains at these companies and see really how they are doing. And more so what I'm watching is what are the expectations going forward? So Apple and some of these companies beat expectations that were lowered. What's the new guidance that they're giving us now that they've seen what this pandemic is like? And so we're seeing some companies out there that say, you know what, things are still going to be very, very tough. And we've seen others where it's almost business as usual. And that tells me what stocks I want to be in.
Mm-hmm. I did just see a note, too, about Nintendo, a 428% right. surge in profits. I guess everybody's sitting at home gaming. So
let's do that.
Makes sense. Brian, thanks for the visit. As always, great to talk to you. People want to find out more about you and how you might be able to help them. Let us know how they do that.
You know, you can just give us a call. We're in downtown Fargo. Stop by or call us at 235-0119.
All right, he's my money man, and my accounts are looking pretty darn good these days. I'll tell you that much. So give him a call, and he can visit with you about what he does for folks and maybe help you out as well. Thanks, Brian. Take care.
Hey, you bet. Good to see you.
Brian Kronk from Collins & Kronk Investment Advisors. You can find him online. Just a quick Google search, collinsandkronk.com. We'll get it done for you.